This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
The book of Mark, chapter 5, and from verse 25.
Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for
12
years.
There is a certain woman
that had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his cloth, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power has gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who has done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what has happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
Everyone in this house today, you will be healed. This Bible scripture, Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, tells us the story of this woman. The woman has got issue of blood. This woman has got issues of blood. Today's message is titled Divine Assistance. Divine Assistance. If there's anything that you need in your life, it is called divine assistance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This woman, her problem was not a problem when it started. This woman, just like you and myself, that have a normal cycle, like every other woman we have. She starts after 28 days of every woman. It's something that God has created us to have, that you will start to bleed for a couple of days. And after that, it stops. They normally tell us that some can be 2 days, 3 days, four, five. It depends on your own system. It depends on your body. Some people can go as long as 7 days for a week. Then it stops. If it's going beyond that, that is a problem. If it's going to 12 days or whatsoever, then it's a problem. This woman started just as everyone. It wasn't a problem because she was just menstruating. But when it's supposed to stop, it did not stop. Then, you know, when something did not stop, you first of all started to wonder and you started to say, "Oh, it will stop. It's another day extra." Maybe because you stress yourself. Maybe because of the medication you used last time. Maybe because you changed this. Maybe because you went to that party, you eat too much sugar. How many of you that know different excuses that we bring out and say that maybe this is the reason why? But when it did not stop, imagine the first month. Imagine it now got a second month. Somebody menstruating for third month, 3 months at a row, fourth month, fifth, sixth, seventh. Then now what seems like is not a problem become a problem. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You've got issue too." Everyone has got issues in their life. As like this woman have issue. There's some people, if their issue is getting angry. Every little thing they flare up. Every little thing, if they don't break the whole house down, they don't stop. It's an issue in your life. I don't know what that issue is, but by the power and the blood of Jesus, before we finish this service, the Lord Almighty will deliver you in the name of Jesus. There's some people, if they're laughing and smiling at this moment and they see anyone that is celebrating, their countenance go down. They don't want to do it, but it does happen. If they see other people celebrating, their countenance drop. If they see something good happen, they don't like it. It is a spirit of an issue. It is an issue in their life. What is your issue? I'm not going to dwell too much on that. But the Bible said that this woman, she's got an issue. Number two thing is that the Bible said she's a rich woman. She was rich. But now, her health started to take her money. I don't know what is taking your time. I don't know the problem that is taking your money. I don't know the problem that is taking your wealth. I don't know the problem is in your life that is taking the glory of God out of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there shall be solution today. Some of us, we don't have discerning spirit to know that there is a problem. I keep telling some people, don't wait until 2 years. Don't wait until 5 years that you are in a situation before you start to realize that this is a problem. Make sure you have a discerning spirit and know there is something going on in this place. Whatever that is an issue in your life that is hiding, I speak to your life right now by the anointing of the Lord upon my life that in the name of Jesus, that issue shall be exposed. Say a better amen. Amen. It shall be exposed. Amen. It shall be exposed. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This woman has issue. Her health started to take her wealth away. But something started to go all around. If you have an issue, when you are first married, you don't go to your pastor and say, I'm not pregnant the first month. You don't go to your pastor and say, I'm not pregnant in the second month. No, even if you come, they're going to be saying to you, why are you desperate? Why are you in a hurry? So when the issue of this woman started, she wasn't running out and scatter. Why? Because she was menstruating like every other woman we do. But until she realized that, wait a minute, it's not stopping. Then she started to seek for help.
Verse 26.
Yes, sir.
And has suffered many things from many physicians.
She started to go from one physician to another.
She has spent all that she had.
She has spent all that she had. That means this woman was rich before. Now she has spent everything. Why? She was going from one doctor to another doctor. She's desperate. You tell me, will not be desperate to get rid of blood. She become an outcast because she's not meant to be around her family. She's not meant to sit where people are sitting. She's not meant to stay around people. So you will want to dislike someone that is in prison. Not like she was in prison. So she tried everything. I said to you, I am a public speaker. I like to stand up. Everyone is looking at me. I can't tell you to close your eyes. One thing is this. People look at me. So immediately they are looking at me like that. I keep going in my head. Oh my God. They're staring at my spot. I started to learn how to do makeup to cover it up. But one thing that I want is not to cover it up, but to get rid of it. It's just to make sure this thing is not there. Even though my husband approached me with spots, even though he never complained about it, but even when I'm at home that I don't apply makeup, I do not like him to see me with that blemish. They call it blemish. What is a blemish in your life? What is there that is in your life that you are spending so much? Back home in Africa, they have their maternity home and they call themselves Olonloma, you are maternity home. But some of you didn't know what that means. I won't interpret. Maybe that will interpret that. If you come to this clinic, it's only God that is going to save you. If you walk out alive. Why? Because they don't know what they're doing. Because they're not qualified. You don't even know if they are not qualified. And everything they offer you, you take. Whatever that is crippling you, whatever that is making you to bend over, I speak to it right now that there shall be divine assistance in the name of Jesus. I said there shall be divine assistance in the name of Jesus. Let's talk about divine assistance. It's two words, divine and assistance. Divine means that which is from God. That woman have physicians. But she was going from one place to another until that which is from God came to her. Genesis says, Genesis verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. He said, it is the one that is in the beginning. He is the creator of heaven and earth. So if you need help at all, your help has to come from the He that created heaven and earth. Did I hear amen? Did I hear amen? John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 3 says, by Him were all things created. By Him all things were created. So who is this God, or what is divine? Divine is He that can help you. He's the one that creates everything. He's the one that has the power over everything. What is assistance? When someone uses what they have to help you in what you are struggling with. For example, I cannot actually climb the stairs and my husband hold my hand to help me to climb. For example, like back home, that you know, there's some people that are very well educated. They don't have money to go to university. And somebody actually stand up to help you to pay for the school fees. That is help. That is assistance. I don't know where you need assistance. God is going to send assistance to you in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. You might not need it, but your children need it. I speak right now that your children will find assistance. Your family will find assistance. Your husband will be assisted. Wherever you need assistance, you might have product, but somebody have the money. You might have money, but somebody need have what you need. I speak to your life right now. My Lord, Asaka, in Amashende. I need somebody to receive right now from the throne of the Most High God. Wherever your help is, wherever your assistance is, whatever who meant to help you is, the Most High God will connect them to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are that person, let me hear you shout hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of Philippians 4:13, He said, I can do all things. I can do all things. What you are unable to do before, He said, I can do all those things. How? Through Christ, who that strengthens me. That woman was down before and nobody to help this woman. But until that woman find divine assistance, what you are unable to do before, as from today you start to do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, some of you cannot be pregnant before, but there's going to be a divine assistance. Who are the people that need divine help? Who are the people? I said, why do you need divine assistance? Now, let me give you this point. Occasionally, when your individual effort will not be sufficient for you to give you result, when your own or help from other people are not sufficient, you need divine help. Listen to me now. This woman has exhausted every avenue that is at her disposal. Ask me medication. Ask me creams. I'm talking about those prescribed creams that different people, by the time some people bring for me, is what I've used before. Sometimes I will not even tell them anymore. I just take it. Different medication. They say, some people will even say that, you know now, let me say that. They say, if you don't mind, mommy, they come and talk to me about this cream. And they said that, if you don't mind, I'll bring it next time I'm coming. That, between that time, and next time they're coming, I can't wait. How many of you that know what I'm talking about? They're bringing a solution to you. You don't want to sleep. You can't wait until you see it. So I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it. This woman was there. She spent all her money. She spent everything. And every money that she had, she's already actually finishing. She had money before. Remember I said that. But every time she go to another doctor, they ask her to give money. Let me pause and talk to you, church. Be truthful to yourself. There's so many people here right now that you've sent money to people that you've never seen before, because they told you that Baba will do a miracle. You don't know if they're lawyers or if they're solid, if they are real men of God or they have what it takes. Out of introduction from one another person, I mean, like they introduce that person to you, you pick up the phone. They give you that number. You don't even know if that number that she gave to you is her uncle's number. Did you get what I'm trying to say? And he said, well, uncle, when those people are calling you, just begin to say something that they know that you are a babalawo. And your friend knows what you are going to. They've already speak to that person. Then immediately you carry the phone. The person say, ah, they're troubling you at your workplace. You start to cry because exactly they're troubling you at your workplace. Praise the Lord. Let me go on. The Bible said that this man, this woman has already spent all her money. And one thing is that she keep going from one doctor to another and she never ever come to Jesus. But she heard about Jesus. I'm going somewhere. Verse 26, can you read it for me, please?
And has suffered many things from many physicians.
Yes.
She has spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse.
Stop. Why, you can ask me, why would this woman that is rich, before she had issues of blood, now become somebody that is poor? They were taking her money. The doctors were cashing on him, on her, sorry. This woman, she tried multiple cures. Now, let me use the example of people that are trying to slim down. Like they said, this works, use it. Are you not going to pay for it? You pay, man. They said this one, you pay for it. It does not work. You start another one, you pay. That is how the account of this woman was going. Now, don't forget that she's tired, she's weak, and now she cannot stand up to go and walk anymore. Somebody that is bleeding for 12 years has not got the energy. So all the money in her account, that savings was going. I'm going somewhere. The doctors cash on this woman's need, but they could not cure her. How many Baba that have cash on you and they could not help you? How many solicitors that have cashed on you and they did not help you with your residential permit? How many? How many so-called men of God that are false prophets that have asked you to bathe? They've given you water. They've given you soap. They've given you anointing oil. A little bottle of anointing oil. They sell it for you 500 quid. In Tesco, is 99p. But you pay 500 pounds. And they've cashed on you, but they could not cure you. It's a different thing. If those physicians were actually taking the money and they're curing that man, that woman. But the Bible says, for good 12 years, she go from one doctor to another. She tried doctor this, then a doctor advisor. She talked doctor of herself. She tried the doctor of carnality. She tried the doctor of flesh. She tried the doctor of anger. She tried the doctor of crying. I can tell you that crying cannot help you. Weeping cannot help you. Your own self-advice cannot help you. The advice your friends are giving you cannot help you. But the only thing that can help you now is that Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A situation, instead of getting better, she grew worse. Is that not what he says? 26.
And has suffered many things from many physicians.
Uh-huh.
She has spent all that she had.
Yes.
And was not better.
Yes.
But rather grew worse.
It's better even if it's like that. But did you know what happened? It got worse. How many people's life, after you started to use that thing, that is when your life was getting worse? You need to be here on Wednesday. Our Dickness was telling us, when mommy come and pray for me, and when I'm going to home office, I will still wait for that thing that I'm going to put in my pocket to go to home office. When I go to home office, is when I actually take that thing that they're going to, is the situation got worse. is when you are now using those things that the situation is getting worse. Before, a man can still find you attractive until you started to use the powder they call love powder. Big head. You need a change in your life. And the guy that had been asking you out before, now see you again. And some people will say, even the relationship was getting better, Pastor. And even he was about to ask me to propose to me. All of a sudden, I didn't even know what I do. You know what you do, man. But you didn't tell me you do it. You know you can't tell me you do it. My dickness that time did not tell me that she did it. Until the Lord, she was able to stand and actually say, the Lord has taken over my life. My pastor did not tell me I am doing this thing until that day. How many of you are doing something that you never tell me? And you never tell daddy. And daddy said, have you actually ever applied for a residential permit before? No, daddy. The Bible said the situation was getting worse. I'm going somewhere to let you know something here. You never tell what, pastor, what you have done. You never tell me where you have been to. Some of you go from one revival to another, from one ministry to another, from one pastor to another. Now, let me ask you. The Bible said this woman has suffered great things. Another translation says, suffer great deal. She suffers so many things. Not about her sickness alone. Now, from those people. I didn't know this. Holy Spirit was telling me yesterday. I have to be tapping it down. He said that this woman, there is another suffering. She's suffering from pain of bleeding. She's suffering, but now, from her physicians, she has suffered a great deal. Wait. How many people here that have suffered from your so-called men of God a great deal? You won't tell me, but I know. These people, you'd ask them to pray for you, but they are sleeping with you. In the name of the God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Everything. You cannot say, Pastor, stop. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't hear your amen. He said, in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are suffering, you cannot shout. I've heard people that come to me and they come and tell me that they go to men of God to pray for them, but they sleep with them. They molest them. But when everyone is standing and say, God bless you, shepherd. God bless you, prophet. You know what you are going through. You know it's not a true man of God. You know he's just slept with you yesterday. 2 days ago, he slept to you. You know you are one of his concubines. You know there are so many people there that he was sleeping with, but you cannot come out and say, the Bible says you are suffering in the hand of people that's supposed to help you. But from today, God is going to help you. Shandaya, your doctor is meant to help you. Your lawyer, solicitor is meant to help you. But instead of that, how many of you in this house that have suffered, or maybe you are joining online, you have suffered from the hand of your solicitor? Your solicitor will say, I will not take your file to home office until I sleep with you. They will call you, meet me up this place, because you need help, because you are desperate, because you need something to be done. You need your extension permit. And it's if you didn't come, I won't take your defile to home office. You suffer. You haven't got choice to go, but to go and they molest you. They won't do it free of charge upon all. They still take your money. The Bible says you have suffered. If you are in that category that have suffered in the hand of your meant people that are meant to help you, may the Lord rise up and help you today. Am I preaching to somebody in the house? Did I preach to you right now? Some people, as well, some youth, you have suffered from people that are meant to be your godmother, your godfather. They are there. You will go and cry for them because you need love. My daddy didn't love me. My mommy didn't show me love. And they owed you to say, I will love you. But they become a pedophile. they become a traitor. You suffer in their hand. How many students here? And how many students when we are going back home in Africa? That is your lecturer, those people that are meant to be there for you. They actually, you suffer in their hand. How many of us? How many people that you see this man that's supposed to be your stepfather? And now the man is abusing you, molesting you, raping you. And you are suffering in silence. And you cannot even tell your mom. And you cannot tell the people. And they are meant to be a physician for you. But now they are molesting you. I've got news for you. I'm here to tell you right now. The Lord Almighty God that helped that woman that suffered greatly from the hand of a physician will help you too in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are suffering the hand of people that are meant to help you, I say help is coming right now. From a genuine place, from a genuine God, from a genuine Savior, your help is coming. I want you to say amen right now. Your help is coming. I say your help is coming. Your help is coming. Your help is coming. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you are here. You suffer from the people that are supposed to help you to get visa from Africa. You know, how many of you that know what I'm talking about? People that are meant to help you to do visa. And they take money, they molest you, they abuse you. Not only that, they run away. They close their office down. How many of you that know what I'm talking about? You get there, no more office. They've done 419 for everybody that's supposed to do the visa. They take your money, you save and save and save. Some of you in this house that are listening to me right now, whether here or online, you've suffered a great deal with bad investment. They tell you send money home, that they're going to help you to build the house, and then you send that money. You work night shift, afternoon shift, evening shift, and you keep sending the money home. And after 2-3 months, they send you a picture of halfway built building. They send, this is how far we've gone. Our Ebenezer is a lie. They are not doing anything for you. They just go and take the picture on the street. And after you pack your bag and traveling home, you realize nothing has been done already. You suffer. Listen, that woman was in pain. Not only because of that menstruation, but from the hand of those that are meant to help. Can I tell you something? It's profound. If you are doing anything that there is no Christ in it, it's going to cause you pain. That woman was going to different physicians. Her situation was getting worse. If how many of you that you have been hurt while you are seeking for help? That is what happened to that woman. If you are seeking for help in 2013, be careful where you are going to seek help from. Be careful who you are running to. Be careful the pastors that you are calling. Be careful of where you are sending them to. Be careful of things that you are doing. You must know the truth. And the truth is one that is going to set you free. Ask yourself now, before we run up, church, what is cashing on you? Or what cashed on you last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Are you buying a husband? All the boyfriend that you are having, they are cashing on you. Everything. Are you buying salvation? You're buying your deliverance. Is your lawyer cashing on you? This woman was financially okay until her problems start. Listen to what happened. I want to remove the veil on your eyes right now. That the gods of this world has placed upon your eyes. Someone is here that the Lord sent me to. Listen, you don't have to pay for what has been paid for. You don't have to. I'm standing on this pulpit to tell you, your salvation has been paid for. Your deliverance has been paid for. Your breakthrough has been paid for. The Bible said that for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. He paid for it with His life. I'm going to say it. You don't have to buy a husband. Some women, they buy gift. They buy gift. They buy gift for men so that the man can like me. On his birthday, there are 20 of you that buy better gift than you for him. In case you didn't know. 20. I didn't hear anybody witness to that right now. And you think that if you give him your car, somebody has already given me a better one. If you give him a perfume, he does not even use that. Because your one does not, it's not, I don't know, men's perfume, I'm sorry. But it takes from 20 of you. Your bone of your bone and the flesh of your flesh will come to you. Can I say that again? Don't buy husband. Don't buy your wife. Your wife will love you for who you are. And that man will love you for who you are. You've got to know that God has already paid for your salvation. Don't send £750 home. Don't send money to anybody. All what you need to do is to walk in the way of God. And salvation will come to you. Did I hear somebody say amen to that? This woman, the doctor cannot heal her. Everything. But what you have done before, all those food, Dickness was telling us that all these things, my mom was even the one that was doing. But she said that I choose myself. I don't want to do it again. Because all those things did not help her. People curses, guess what? Church, listen to me. If you let me say this profound to you, if you are still doing double deal, if you are still using food with Jesus, your curse will get washed. If you are still using love potion for your husband to love you, your situation will get washed. If you are still using anything for your boss to promote you, they will downgrade you. They will bring you down. All what you need to use is the mercy of God, is the blessing of God, is the favor of God. Did I have a witness in the house right now? If you believe that you have to use voodoo, your case will get worse. Wait, maybe you are here right now and you are saying, what do I do then? What do I do? What do I do? Listen, you have to do exactly what that woman did. Let's round up with that. Can you read it for me? You cannot do anything except what this woman did. What did she do?
27. When she heard about Jesus. She came behind him.
She came behind him.
In the crowd. And touched his garment.
And she touched
his garment.
His garment. Wait, church. All what you need to do, the book of Romans 10:13 say, it says, whoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not whoever that call upon the name of Jesus and you call upon shall go, shall be saved. Not those one that call upon the name of Jesus and you call upon pastor that shall be saved. The Bible says, whoever that call upon the Lord, not those that are calling two names and three names, and you are calling the gods of your forefathers. You are calling the gods of this and that. The Bible says, whosoever, anybody that call upon the name of the Lord, anyone that run to Jesus, anyone that run to Christ, anyone that give their life to him, the Bible says they shall be saved. Because you've run to Christ today, you shall be saved. I wanted to say amen to that right now. Let me preach to you. If you are following other gods, if you are following other prophet, if you are following false prophet, your situation will get worse. That is what I'm here to tell you today. I don't know who you are. If you are using your tithe to pay for foodies, to pay for ritual, your situation will get worse. If you are bathing with soaps, if you are bathing with oil, and they tell you the devourer is going to go, and you are not paying your tithe, your situation is going to get worse. Period. Let me tell you this before we round up. Let me tell you this. The issues of life, church, listen now. It does not let you enjoy. If there's anything in your life that does not let you enjoy your life, church, you have a help. But it will not help you if you keep going to other people. It wants to solely help you. Do you know what makes me happy most? Is that upon all the money that woman has spent, do you know what happened? She was cured at last. But it's not a good thing if your situation did not change after all you have spent, after all you have done. Upon all what this woman did, do you know how her story changed? It's important to let me say it to you. She seeked Jesus. She stopped all silly advices. She stopped using food. She stopped putting something in her mouth before she go out. She stopped drinking concoction. She stopped calling the names that does not move an inch. She stopped chanting those things that you chant before you leave home. She stopped rubbing herself. You know what some of you do? Even though they are preaching to you, even though we are preaching the word of God, but you still have those things at all, your story will get worse. It's not a curse. She seeks Jesus for divine assistance. She hears about Jesus. Church, don't ignore this word. She hears about Jesus and she did not ignore. Now listen to me. Some of us, we are youth in the house. It's not only because sometimes we look at the adult and say they're the one that does it most. Youth nowadays, all those, I'm going to say it today, Mystic Meg, those people that read your star, youth palm readers, some of you, you go and read your palms. All this youth is as if you are doing exactly what your parent did. And they give you that number 7, that your lucky number is 7. That you're going to meet a man today. And that everybody you meet at bus stop, you think is the man. Church, you've got to stop it right now for the glory of God to show for them your life. Everybody advise you against what your parents are saying and you are buying it, your situation will get worse. Your parent will give you advice and tell you no sex before marriage, but your friend said it does not matter. That guy loves you. If you sleep with her, it's a lie. Ask your mom how many people that sleep with her if they marry her. Ask your daddy how many people he slept with if he married them. Ask. You will know they're not deceiving you. The only solution is what? Seeking Jesus.
Verse 27 and 28.
Yes.
For when she heard about Jesus.
When she heard about Jesus.
She came behind him.
She came behind him. Is there anyone here that have heard about Jesus? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. She heard about Jesus. She did not ignore. I want you to know this. Don't ignore. She came behind him. What did she do? Pastor, help me.
She came behind him in the crowd and
yes.
touched his garment.
She touched his garment. What? Do you know what that means? She has been all over the place. But she heard about Jesus. She accepted Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. She gave her life like what Dickness said. She said, I've been in church, but this is my foundation. She said, I've been through this, but this is my foundation. But it got to a point. She gave her life to Christ. The testimony on Wednesday was profound. She said, when I became born again, everything started to work for me. And I pray for her and her household. The way that they decree over her that day, that forever, her and her household will remain a testimony. She gave her life to Jesus. She touched Jesus. Said to your neighbor and said, there is a touch they call effective touch. You don't just touch everybody. You don't just let every person that you see that call themselves bishop and prophet touch you. It's not everyone that come to Christ that touch Christ. The Bible said that people are thronging this man of God. But it was a woman that touched with a mind. She touched with her faith. She touched with everything. And what happened? Faith come out of the life of the man of God. She touched Jesus. Now, listen, church. This woman was an outcast. The Bible says she crawled. She crawled to Jesus. Look at me, church. She's not meant to be seen anywhere. She's not meant to go near Jesus. This is man of God. You are sitting there. I'm this far. But that is Jesus. I cannot touch daddy if I'm not close to him. She was here. I cannot touch him like that. But she has to go closer. For that woman to touch the hem of his garment, you've got to be closer to Jesus. The question I'm asking you today, how close are you to Jesus? Are you stretching? Are you going like that? Or you are this close to he that have the key of David in his hand? It's still down to relationship. If you are not close, you cannot touch. If you are not near, it cannot touch you too. You've got to be this close to be able to touch the hem of his garment. Are you close to Jesus? You come to him once a week. You come to him when there is something going on in church. You read your Bible only when you have interview. The closer you are, the more you can feel the power. The closer you are to your Savior, if you are not close to him, no matter who sent anything to you from Africa, Dickness said, I will be waiting for what they're going to send. When I get what they're going to send, I take it to home office. When I get there, it gets worse. It's not about what she takes with her. It's about who goes with her. It's not about what she has. That woman with an alabaster box, she has to be close to Jesus to put her head down and be rubbing the feet of her Savior. She has to break the oil. She didn't throw the oil to Jesus. She started to use it to rub. Are you close to God? Are you close to Jesus? Are you close to your Savior? Remember one thing. This woman was weak. Some of you, church, please, allow me to say this. You are saying, I could have helped to do the wall of the church. I could have helped to pay some of the money. I could have helped when daddy was saying, and mommy was saying, give £100 a month. But financially, God knows I'm weak. A woman that bleed for 12 years asks me if she's not weak. But she's still strong. You might be financially weak, but you still have to touch Jesus. You might not be earning the type of salary that some other people are earning. You've got until you touch Christ, nothing happened in your life. Your financial life might be weak and crawling, but it does not stop you from paying your tithe. It does not stop you from contributing to the house of God. It does not stop you. That woman was weak, but she touched Jesus. She crawled. Your offering has got to touch Jesus. Your worship has got to touch Jesus. Your sacrifice has got to touch Jesus. I've preached to you today. I don't want it to just be the error of the world, but take the word home and start to use it for your life. Touch heaven with your offering. Touch heaven with your prayer. Touch heaven with your sacrifice. Touch heaven with everything that you've got. Like a woman that has been bleeding for 12 years. The Bible says she was weak, but she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She touched Jesus. Jesus was going like that. And it was behind. She was not meant to be seen. Behind Jesus, she touched. She crawled and touched Jesus. And immediately she touched, she took her hands off. Something happened. She was healed. The blood stopped right there. Jesus was going, but why she went like that? The blood that was flowing stopped right there. Then Jesus paused, stand still. He looked back and said to his disciple, somebody touch me. Oh, they said, daddy, go and sit down. You started again. Everybody is going around you. Everybody is touching you here. Everybody is walking around you. And you are now asking, but everybody is going like this. They were trying to. But he said, this touch is a different touch. Oh, Peter said, daddy, leave it. Yeah. He said, somebody touch me. Then she looked to the congregation. He said, somebody touch me. Wait. You might not. I didn't have this exposition until middle of the night, maybe 2 a.m. Holy Spirit said to me, do you know what happened? Jesus' new power came out, but he need a public display of what has happened. Colossians 2:15 said, he make public display. Some of that woman's doctors are among the people that are thronging him. He wants to disgrace them. Some people are there that have been giving him advice. Jesus wants you to show forth that I've just done something. He need the truth of that woman. Some of you are not truthful. God did miracle for you in Freedom Hall. You take your testimony to Africa. Some of you, God bless you through the prayer they pray on this altar. You send the money that you get from that work, you send it to Ghana. Some of you, you pray for job. God give you the job. You take the money to Primark to make profit. But the Lord wants a public display of testimony. That woman could have been quiet. Some of you will not be truthful. At least he didn't know he see. And they didn't see me touch her. I just went like this. And Jesus said, oh, touch me. If it's you, will you say it? But the woman get up. She was truthful. He said, my Lord, it's me. That day you now said, I, woman, your faith made you whole. The reason why so many of us are not receiving miracle is because you are not making public display of your past. And that is what Dickness did on Wednesday. And may heaven release blessing over your life. Some of you have been in dark places before, but you want to cover it all. But Jesus is looking for people that will say, I was once a prostitute, but now I've come to cry. I was once in the street, but now I've come to cry. My past was bad before, but now I've come to cry. Jesus is looking for people that will say, look at me. I used to be this before, but when I came to cry, Christ destroyed all dust in my life, and he saved me. Until you are truthful to Jesus, until you witness to Jesus, until you tell people about what the Lord has done for you, until you talk to him, to people about your salvation, you cannot be made whole.
Thank you for watching Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, London E16 2EL, Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit pastorvictoria.org. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.